about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. One of these days, we're going to be privileged enough to say an award-winning, because we've been deserving for a long time. Because I listen to the replays. I listen to how we do this. I listen to the sound coming out through my eardrums, and I enjoy it. And I am a connoisseur of good taste, good music, and good stuff. You always got to do it in threes. So I couldn't figure out what to say out the good taste, good listening, and good. So I went with stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. I am the guy known as Spike on the Mic. This is going to be a very somber show today, because some of the topics I have, it's going to be more thought-provoking. You know, I might just sit here by myself and just talk and just let you guys listen to what I have to say, because in case you're wondering, am I here alone? In case you're wondering, I will tell you, no, I'm not here alone, because on Skype somewhere in the Adirondacks, we have Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, but I can't hear myself. So, yeah. No. Oh, yeah, there I am. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you can join us, and you sound like you're in the same room with us, but
yeah,
you're not.
Satellites.
Thank you for joining us. And also, another voice you will hear, in case you're wondering, is the man who makes the sound go through your eardrums so that you can hear this in your eardrums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how are you doing on the couch at your house?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm stuck on this couch.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that the couch and the temperature is working pretty well.
Yeah.
And your thermostat, right?
Yes.
Okay. You sound like you're right here in the room with us.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking off to my peripheral vision.
You are?
Yes.
And if you did that, you could see out there hanging his bee farm hive will be.
What?
The only reason we're here, but he's not here.
Bee farms?
Yeah, there's a guy who has a bee farm.
Oh, bee farm.
Bee farm. I thought he said beef.
I thought he said bee farms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, beef?
Yeah. Like
beef
farm. Yeah, like tuberose bee farm.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. This doesn't end in the F.
No.
Bee farm. We hope that he can hear us, because he's out there getting his bees on.
Yeah.
We call him the reason we're here. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Moe's fingers to Curly's eyes.
Oh, that is cool. That
is
cool.
How pleased he is with himself.
And yeah. You know what? I can do an imitation of Curly translated into Arabic and back into English again.
Please do it.
Yeah.
Mo, I bet you can't.
Mo, Larry, the cheese. Mo, Larry, the cheese.
So racist.
Yeah.
Unbelievably.
You guys got to explain that. How is that racist?
Yeah.
He was making fun of colored people.
Yeah.
I thought.
Anapanakanasan.
Is that racist too?
Yeah. Anapanakanasan.
Right. Keep saying it, because it gets funnier every time you say it.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't someone else sticking?
Yes. This guy here, he's riding a stationary bike in his neighborhood. This is the guy he like to call Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the pants of a hot, sweaty Mr. Clean to the eyes of women around the world.
Oh, yeah, really. We might talk about the Super Bowl
commercials. That should get clapping. But I can't find the button.
All right. But that's okay. Well, you know, somewhere in your seat
am I
cushions.
The only one on a delay?
No. Are you hearing a delay?
We're very far from each other, so it's possible.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's because I'm on this video feed, and perhaps it's one of those, like, two-second delays that's just...
How are you on a video feed and you on a stationary bike riding around in the neighborhood?
You can do both things.
I don't know how to answer that.
I think he's 20 seconds behind us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen...
Just a couple of seconds.
Past.
Future.
Present.
Oh, we did it. We nailed
all
it.
Right.
All right. Well, if we were all in the same room, we would have that more coordinated.
Future.
See, he's...
Oh. Yeah, he's a couple of seconds behind us. A
couple of seconds behind us.
So I just came into the show just a little while ago. I couldn't really, unfortunately, I walked into the room and we weren't able to test to see whether or not this stuff was working on time.
Yeah.
Past.
Yeah.
Future.
But listen.
It is. Smots. It's working okay.
Smots. What we've done, we're not going to broadcast our errors and our flaws.
Hold on. Let me just transport to the show. Then we'll. I should make that up here in a second because we do have that technology nowadays, don't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we do. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to participate on the show, you can. You can by giving us.
Hey, how are y'all doing? Hey, good to see you on the
road. By giving us a call at 813-699-3900.
Do not allow people to call.
Holy moly.
Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
We got a voice from upstairs or downstairs.
I want one of those.
Remember when we did that late at night and we scared the heck out of one of the callers?
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah, no. He was crying. He was on the air. It was after midnight, and we did that and basically called in crying and said, don't do that voice again.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah, I knew. Remember that. Oh, you can participate.
Oh, good.
Can we all get funny voices?
We could if I had planned to do that.
Okay,
it's
next
only
week.
On one pot right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, would you like to have like a Mickey Mouse kind of voice?
I would like to have.
All right, yeah. I'll set that.
All right, thanks.
Oh, you're gonna do it now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Who's in the chat room listening today?
Let me find out. Let me go to the chat room. And right now we have exactly two listeners.
Oh, that's good.
They're listeners.
Any from Hong Kong?
One listener. We got. Actually, we got one person who she. But Billy, I almost called her Bobby.
Billy,
yeah.
Hey,
how you doing? This? She's listening from her car.
What?
Wow!
Wow, that's technology. So she's like 30 minutes behind, probably.
Yeah, yeah, really.
what were we doing 30 minutes?
But see now, the listener Billy has a visual because she doesn't know that we're all in the same room because you're somewhere in the Adirondacks and you guys are all over the place.
I'm on the couch at home.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So, but what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit down here and we talk about things in the
future,
past and present and all that. And
you're not going to let us do it?
We practiced.
Okay.
Hey, come on.
Let's try it. Ladies and gentlemen, right. If you're new to the show,
practice.
We talk about things in the
practice. Future.
Okay, wait.
Past.
We talk about things in three situations.
Right. Past.
Huge.
Okay, we're going to practice this, okay?
You've been drinking?
See, the listeners can't see this. They can't see this, so it can't be funny. If they can see that,
that
I'm getting turd.
All right.
Because a turd? You called yourself a turd?
All right.
Is that what you said?
Past.
Hello. Lake City wants to shout in and say hello too. How you doing there, Lake City? Hey, speaking of Lake City, and this is because I don't have the time. Lake City.
Oh my God, it's a call.
When is the family day? All right. Also, we have a call here on the line.
Now it's not a call.
Oh, with a caller.
They hung up.
They hung up. All right. So in case you guys are wondering, and we also have another guest that's live, and I think this person is in Colorado.
Is it Cheryl?
No, you're looking for Cheryl. No, it isn't Cheryl.
Then leave my voice as it is then today.
We want to thank you guys for playing. You can always listen to us on the chat line. Or you can give us a call, like I say, at that number, 813-699-3900, because we talk about things in the past, present, and future, and we're going to make this an award-deserving show here at our Plushest Studios at 4847 North Armenia in the place called Pin Chasers. We want to thank those guys for letting us have our studio here. Give them a clap.
Oh, yeah. They can have the clap.
Ooh, that's awfully enthusiastic for a ball.
I want to give a big shout-out to guest 8796. Forget the first part. Guest 8796. Give you a shout-out there.
That implies that there's 8,796 people.
Oh no, it's like it's the number is 7993950222228457.
The number should be 4.
Yeah.
00000000004.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry for my our guest. It gets better. Trust me, it gets right. better. But as I said in our introduction, tonight's right. show is going to be more educational, more informative, and then maybe around the 7:15.
You said somber.
Yeah, that's I forgot what I said. It's going to be somber, educational, and informative because wow. I'm going to learn you guys tonight.
All right.
So maybe around the 7:20, 7:30 hour, it gets better.
I'm resistant to anything you try to learn.
You know, yeah, you're trying to learn me. What is the name of the toe fungus I have?
Simulite.
Simulite?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, damn, you know me.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Hey, one of our guests said he tried to call, but the phone number said we're unavailable.
Actually,
because no one was calling.
It rang, and when I went to answer it, she...
Try again.
Yeah.
All right.
Try to call again.
Just try.
Just try. Give it a shot.
Programming note. If any of y'all in my family, y'all can come with my family day. On April 22nd and 23rd.
What are we doing that day?
We're doing family stuff.
What is that?
We can do like hay rides and hula hoop competitions and egg toss.
Man.
And we get to do that?
And middle light chugging?
Yeah.
What?
Can y'all just come and like pay for the dinners and then...
And then leave?
Stay in the room. Y'all can come out there.
Oh, I see how it
is. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Y'all can come. Y'all are more than welcome.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. No. You guys are family now.
Yeah.
You guys have all been part of the Spike on the Mic show for a while, so you will fit right in.
All right. Let's try it again.
Let's try it again.
All right.
All right. Hey, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show.
Past.
I'm thinking.
Finally, a good
I'm thinking,
phone
I'm thinking
call.
This caller
called from the past.
This is way delay. Way delay. How you doing there, Billy? How's it sticking?
Good. I'm sticking to the I-4.
Oh. that's well. You headed this way?
No, I'm headed home.
You're not gonna make it.
You're going the wrong way.
I had a long day at work, but you said to call, so I called.
Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. This is going to be an award deserving show. You know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for not like. Breathing heavy, or what are all the other things that happen?
That's to
the
come.
The clicking and the breathing and things. Yeah.
Yeah.
You must have been talking with Dr. Captain Clark because he scolded me earlier about showing things or announcing things that goes wrong that you guys never see.
We didn't really need to make that a show topic, but we can if you want to.
Why would I
just
want
all
to?
All the things that are bad about the show?
Billy, yeah.
We need to get a two-hour show on that one.
Yeah, Billy, since you opened that can of Paradox. No, what's the thing called?
A can of Paradox.
Can of Paradox.
Yeah.
No, Pandora.
A can of Pandora's box.
When you open Pandora's box, that's it.
Yeah.
You started the topic off, so what we'll do is topic changing music.
Topic changing.
And we're going to change the topic into the topic we're talking about already. So it's not really a change.
This wasn't part of our show prep, but Billy, what is your topic about us doing things wrong?
What?
Wait, it's on me?
Yes, apparently it is.
Billy, people on the spot. That's
Billy, let me rephrase the question like a human being. As a listener and a frequent listener, and we appreciate your frequent listenership, does it help you enjoy the show when you hear the host announce at the top of the show something like, oh, I dropped all my notes on the floor, or... I forgot which end the headphones go in. Do you need to hear that kind of behind the scenes?
I don't need to hear it, but it does make me laugh.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So
you see no difference between laughing with us or laughing at us?
That's correct.
All right, good.
Yeah, the word called is laugh. So,
being both a sometimes member of the show and sometimes listener of the show, yes, I think both are equally as entertaining.
All right. Well, now we know.
All right, so Billy,
we'll be making fun of you next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But before we let you go, my question to you, as you're driving on I-4 listening to the show, do you ever wonder the configuration of how we are sitting?
No, I don't, because I have a vision in my eye of how it is when I'm there, but apparently... You're all doing this from your
yeah.
houses?
Yes.
I'm in the Adirondacks.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, really. I'm
in
at home on the couch.
I'm in Paul's peripheral
Dad's
vision.
On the couch.
Yes, Steve's in my peripheral vision.
The voice of reason is playing with his bees.
Daddy, do you have pants on?
Nope. I took my pants off.
Ask me.
And I'm here, and apparently I have a delay.
Yeah, pass. Okay, well, I was just trying to, I just thought maybe this, the listening audience would love to have a visual of how we are sitting.
What are you wearing now as you're driving?
What?
Creepy.
As I have pants on.
You have pants on? Oh, okay.
I do.
All right. All right,
I'm
well.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
All right, so before we let you go again, when can we schedule you to come sit here and see how the sausage is made?
See how the sausage
That does not help with my discomfort.
I don't understand. I don't know. Next time that I have a Monday off work, you know I'm there.
Okay, cool. There we go. All right, well, continue
so
listening.
Next time there's a holiday, I'm there.
Well, don't you get certain time off for Black History Month?
No, they don't give me any time off for that. Are you kidding?
Oh, all right.
No.
Odd. Interesting.
You can't see my eyebrows right now because they're mad.
All right. Hey, Spike, are you doing anything special for Black History Month?
Yeah.
I'm minimizing my drinking.
Oh, you're doing that again?
Yes.
How's that working out?
Not good.
I made it 4 days.
Not counting the Super Bowl. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah,
well, I mean, you know, come on. Baby steps, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Martin Luther King would want. You know, hey, give it up for the Super Bowl. You're fine.
Of course. Yes.
Yes.
Hey.
Because that's what, you know, that was.
I have a dream.
Yes.
Please stop drinking, except for during the Super Bowl. That is my dream.
It's a go.
All
Come
right,
on.
Well, I just wanted to be a non-breather, so.
All right, no spinning, flipping, or occupying.
All right, thank you.
All right, man. Thank you for calling, all right?
Loving all of you.
Loving you.
Bye. Hey.
That call was so good, it could have been sponsored by Game Day Metrics.
It could have been.
But no.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And our newest affiliate, RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio for St. Pete and the world. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, RadioSt.Pete.com.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is there such a thing as not cool blues?
Yeah, so some blues is very uncool.
It is? I thought all blues was cool.
No. There's.
What would be an example of not cool blues?
Elvis Presley in blue suede shoes?
Yeah.
That's not the blues, though.
I know, but there's an awful lot of stuff called the blues these days. It's really just white guys playing rock and roll.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Yeah. Like Blues Traveler.
I checked out a library book and I studied my homework.
That's the blue.
Yeah, but it's not very cool, though. The guy goes to the library and checks out a book.
Well, you don't. Yeah, but later on he kills everyone in the library.
I had a bologna sandwich.
So I guess by me not drinking, this. It does change my vision of you people.
Oh, totally.
It does. All right, so we have the topic changing music because we have to go stick with what Billy was talking about.
Oh.
Black History Month.
Oh.
That's why she called, was to talk about Black History
Month. This is the Black History Month. Now, I got a question to the riffraffs in the shipping container.
Ready. Let's
All
do
right.
it.
All right.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
How was Black History started? Month started.
How was it started? Well, there were some black people a long time ago, and they did some stuff.
Yes.
And now we remember it, so now it's Black
History. They started begatting, and they begat all of us.
What?
Yeah. We all come from Africa.
Okay.
Every damn one of us.
Bill Smuts.
It's all part of appeasement and reparations.
There you go.
Okay, and voice?
I don't know. How did Black History Month
start? I'm glad you asked. Okay, for those out there listening and wondering.
Hey, wait, I can't see him because he's way over my peripheral vision, but does he have a script? I didn't get a script.
Why did he get a script and none of us did?
I didn't get a script.
Black History Month.
Oh, I haven't checked the mail.
This is your Black History moment, all right?
Yeah. All right.
We got some Black History music.
I have a dream.
That's it. Yeah. All right.
The reason I brought this up is because Morgan Freeman, you guys know him, the actor, he's like 80-something or 80. He is criticizing Black History Month, saying that I don't want Black History Month. Black history is American history. The question to the riffraff in the ship containers, do you agree with him or do you disagree with him? I'll start with you, Voice of Reason.
I agree with him 100%.
Because?
Because it should be, every month should be black, white, Indian.
Yeah, just say all the races. Just name them.
German.
You have to name all of them.
History Month.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark?
History is history.
I see both sides of it. I think Morgan Freeman has a point. It should be more of a mainstream thing. On the other hand, I also see the value in setting aside a time that people pay extra attention to it because maybe it doesn't get the attention it deserves.
Bill Spots?
That was good.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
I know you delayed, but come on.
No, I know. Do I agree with him? Sure, I agree with him. Why not? I mean, if a black man says it, why would I take that away from him in his month?
In his month. Good point. That'd be a worst time to do it.
I mean, come on. I'm not that insensitive.
All right. Then PWs?
Well, as a black person, I think every month should be Black History Month.
All right. Well,
too bad people can't see. And people are just now finding out for the first time that PW is black.
Well, I'm going to give you all the answers. He is wrong and dumb for saying that.
Wow.
All right. Why is that?
Although I liked him on Electric Company.
Huh. You know, I'm not going to disagree with you. Not in this month, at least.
Yeah.
I like how the perception of Black History Month is black people get away with doing stuff month.
Yeah.
No, here's my thing. And you guys think about it. When you guys were in school, y'all knew three black people. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and another M.
Bruce. The black guy
lived down the street.
It was three M's. Martin, Malcolm, and...
Jamal.
McMurray.
Played on the Cosby Show.
No, it was another M guy. I just forgot his name right now.
We're setting back Black History Month by ourselves right now.
It ain't fitting. It just ain't fitting.
So my point
is... What about Frederick Douglass? He's doing some good work and getting more notice lately.
Martin Monk. It's another M guy. They'll come to me pretty soon.
Oh, Martin, Malcolm, Harriet Tubman.
Yeah. See, my point is that in all year, you guys only learn Malcolm.
Oh, he's doing great stuff, by the way.
I'm trying to educate you people.
All right.
I'm trying to learn y'all
Frederick
about
Douglass
Black History.
Is doing,
trying
has
to
done,
learn.
Has
trying
done
to,
some really great stuff.
Yes.
Black History Month, it grew because it started out with Black Negro History Week. Back in like 1926.
Oh, so we have advanced. Historia. We've gotten an entire
in 1926?
Yeah, Carter G. Woodson and this minister named Jesse Moreland, they started this. They had a study of Negro life, and then they all say, okay, we'll give you National Negro Week. And it just caught on, and it grew so much that in 1976, President Gerald Ford said, hey, you know, we'll give y'all a whole month.
50 years later.
Yeah.
And so it grew. And so Gerald Ford recognized it as Black History Month, and he publicly urged everybody to seize the opportunity to learn more about the contributions Black Americans have made in history. Mandela, that was the other M person.
Oh.
There you go.
Yes, really.
So I'm picturing in 1926 a bunch of white people sitting in the good seats at the ballpark and look out at the people in the black section going, hey, what are they doing out there? Black History Week, apparently.
Yeah, really.
They're doing it way over there, so it's fine.
Now, I noticed something odd. Back in the olden days.
Here's your music, by the way.
What the hell is that?
Oh, my word.
Damn.
You wanted your music, didn't you, for the month?
Oh, you're he is on a delay. He's on a tremendous delay.
Yeah, really.
In the olden days, we used to call colored people Negroes. And I noticed you kept calling them Negroes just
Southern,
now.
Southern pronunciation.
Is that
same,
what it is?
Yeah,
same
word. Yeah, I'm
the dialect.
Thing.
Same word.
Yeah, I'm proper.
Yep.
Here's my question about Black History Month. You know, every TV station does the profiles in Black Courage and Black History that they air
right
very late at night on the TV station so they can say, Well, Black History Month is in February, which is traditionally 28 days.
Right.
So I presume they have the same 28 profiles that they use every year.
But I always
But what do they do on leap year? There has to be one guy who's worthy of recognition every 4 years.
Right.
Only.
Oh, that's true.
Who is that guy?
Well, it used to be that guy that ran for president. Did we find out he's dumb?
I don't think they have 28.
The black guy. The guy just ran for president.
28?
No.
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson,
You think he's dumb?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Okay. He's maybe the most successful child pediatrician of
of all time.
Modern.
Maybe.
Absolutely why he should be in charge of housing.
No.
Really.
But it explains why he's dumb.
Yeah.
Because he also doesn't believe there should be Black History Month, even though Black History helped him.
Hell yeah.
But it's the same reason here that Samuel L. Jackson claims there shouldn't be Black History Month. It should be just American history.
That's Morgan Freeman.
Or Morgan Freeman.
Oh, what's the difference?
The other black actor.
The other big actor.
He did that on purpose, audience.
But here's the point. But see, Morgan Freeman and the other guy just said it's dumb.
They're
separated themselves from black lives now because they become famous and they've done stuff. So they don't realize the everyday struggle.
So they're like the man now.
Yeah. And they don't know.
Black man.
So when what you're saying is when the black man pulls himself out of the black man issues, then he's no longer a black man.
And don't go get some more black people. You're right.
Yeah.
When he goes in and says, ooh, I'm up here.
That American thing, all that stuff, he's not, encouraging someone to follow that route?
No.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's a thought. Then so be it.
Just like that judge that's out there in the Supreme Court. He's another one.
Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
He also doesn't believe there should be black history. And my point is that they only teach black history because we have a month. In January, March and no other months.
Have you given up Bill Cosby too now?
Nah, I'm okay with him.
Oh, you're still keeping Bill Cosby though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he still promotes black history. He does. The other guy.
He's making black history.
He's kind of laying low on all fronts right now, actually. Not really promoting much of anything these days.
All right, well.
He hasn't sold Jell-O in a long time.
All right, so do you guys think that we've come along, and I'll change the subject a little bit. Do you guys think we've come along that we don't need black history anymore?
Morgan Freeman played Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have done it if they didn't pay him.
Oh, that's true.
He also played God.
Yeah.
He played God, too.
And he played Red and his friend.
Okay, so tell me the point of why y'all tell me the jobs he's done.
I'm curious how you seem to be.
I'm still here.
No, well, yeah, how yeah. you seem to disparage those that who have succeeded because even though they're despite their blackness, I guess.
See, because you on that stationary bicycle ride around your neighborhood, you fail to listen. I'm saying that those people think they are so separate. They separate themselves so much from the black people and the culture and the nature that they don't think we still need to celebrate and promote it.
I don't think that's what they're. I don't think.
Yes,
that's,
it is.
No. It's
at Spike's point.
No, I yeah. get it. But
like that pretty girl that says she don't like Black History Month, and then.
But
you know,
I think what they're saying. What they're saying is. By promoting it as that sense, it does continue to maybe keep those down that are using it as a crutch.
Or continue to educate us because they took it away. They took Black History Month away. Do you think there will be – you guys would know anything about black history?
No. Why would we want to know?
No.
Yes.
Okay. So these guys are so
– I have an ice cream.
Yeah, really.
What was that quote?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Spike, these guys are so distanced from the black experience that they don't believe in separation anymore.
They don't believe it exists.
That they're okay. They don't. Right. They don't want it. They don't want any separation. They just want everybody to.
Right, because I can fly first class now.
Right.
Yeah.
So
let me ask though: would you ideally like to see every black person with the success that a Ben Carson, that a Morgan Freeman, that who else did you use?
Nelson Mandela.
That guy that's on the Supreme Court.
Clarence Thomas. Would you ideally like to see black people with the same success they have?
Correct.
Okay, then why can't they using their experience saying this will help promote it, yet you call them stupid?
Oh, this will help you out if you take this attitude.
All right, just so I have to repeat. So I have to repeat myself. I let one of y'all answer that. Answer that to him, Clark.
Oh, it wasn't. I'm not prepared to answer that question.
Voice of reason.
Yeah, I'm not.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I get what you're saying. Spike doesn't necessarily agree with.
I know he doesn't agree.
But they're trying to show the way is to try not to be separate. Try to embrace the American experience, and you'll benefit from
right.
that from an attitude of yeah. of
I said that
of inclusion.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That if you have an attitude like that, you'll benefit from the. Attitude of American
and
inclusion.
I'm not saying it's not, right. Not I'm just saying, look, Clark, these are people who have lived it, and yet they—that's their opinion. They've generated. Do you think they had that when they were?
All right, how about maybe this? They had that I'll make it easier for you. Maybe you can understand. Let's say you playing football for a football team. I guess you've been playing football, and you ran a touchdown. He said, "Touchdowns are easy. Why are people fussing about making a touchdown?" And then the other guys who. Still trying to do it. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's hard to make a touchdown. He's like, no, I've made a touchdown. These guys who are
a whole section of fans that go, he scored a touchdown. Why can't you score a touchdown?
Right. So these guys who say there should never be any more Black History Month. Those guys they've made it, and I give them the clap. But then they're trying to say, well, now listen, there's no problem. There is no separation. There's no Black people problems. Look at me. I'm the best. Brain surgeon there is. Is that what he is?
Yeah, he was a pediatrician, but pediatrician
okay.
brain.
I'm a good doctor, so there can't be racism and separatism and race and some other isms. So I just want to educate y'all.
I don't think
perhaps they're not actually saying that. Perhaps
but
they,
I think there are people who see them and point to them and go, look at how good they're doing. I don't know why anybody else would have to complain because it's clearly possible that everyone can make it.
And
they may be used in that way, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that
they're probably saying that there shouldn't be a special month when you learn about Black history. It should just be part of history.
I think it should be both, though. I think maybe it should be blended in, and it should be a commonly taught. You shouldn't have to wait till February to learn about Frederick Douglass.
Right.
However, I don't think there's anything wrong with like, hey, it's. I mean, we have a different day for everything. It's National Chocolate Cake Day. It's National Take a Beach Ball to Work Day.
Right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with necessarily saying. We're teaching this throughout the year, but we're also taking time this month to have a little extra spotlight.
If it worked like that, but it doesn't work like that.
Right.
Why are you happy and satisfied that it is the shortest month of the year? Why didn't you argue to at least get a 30-day month?
Because he doesn't drink. He doesn't drink
yes.
during.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why he's satisfied with that. Yeah.
Also, it's funny. Yeah. It's also hilarious.
Yeah, I'm
surprised.
That
I don't drink?
No, that it's the shortest
month. I'm surprised that during the last administration we didn't change it to at least April, a 30-day month or something like that. You know, I'm okay.
Just to dig
it,
I'm surprised during this administration it's still around.
Well, there's still 3 years and 11 months.
Yeah, so there is. So there's hope, huh?
And the month isn't over. No. You know, it may turn out that it's back to Black History Week.
Yeah, it may go, hey, y'all see it. All right, well, now that I learned y'all on Black History, I hope y'all will, wake up and be a better person for it.
That's great.
So, and I'm okay, as long as I know that whatever I decide to do in Black History Month, I can give it up for Super Bowl Sunday. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Also, regardless of the topic we're discussing, the hope that it's going to turn us into better people is probably not a realistic goal to set for you. So
you trying to say I didn't learn y'all at all?
I'm saying that we're not capable of being better people.
Right.
Spike. Is what I'm saying.
Yes,
we may have learned some.
Would you object to Black History Month eventually evolving into being just Past History Month?
What does that mean?
Yeah, really.
Just include everybody. Eventually.
As opposed to Future History Month? What are you talking about?
Or the Present History Month?
Just
remember
call it,
that time we crashed our flying cars into each other?
February is no longer Black History Month. It's just Past History Month, and that's...
It's just History Month?
It's Past History Month.
Yeah, I don't know why.
What do you celebrate during Past History Month?
He needs the syllable.
Things that happened in the past.
So history. So what you're saying is history.
It's a spike on the mic month. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, history that happened in the past.
Oh, my.
Isn't saying past history like saying cabbage coleslaw? It's
or his,
oh,
or,
yeah, I'd like
or
to have some
ketchup.
Cabbage. I'd love to have some cabbage coleslaw.
Or ketchup tomatoes.
Yeah, it's sort of the same thing.
It is the same thing. Oh, past yeah. history is history.
Yeah.
So February would be History Month.
Yeah.
And other than that, we don't learn about history.
Maybe not everybody. In the country knows that history is always in the past. So we call it.
I'm pretty sure you're the only person who didn't know that.
What a crock.
Okay, History Month.
Yeah.
All right, I like past History Month, but okay.
If you guys out there in the chat line think I'm full of it or you agree with me, go ahead and hit us up and let me know what you think.
And when do we actually get to start? Like, you know, as Clark mentioned, Frederick Douglass, you know, the whole.
When you get to start what?
Harriet Tubman. You know, when do we start learning more about, like, the Tupac and Biggie scandals?
Or all that?
Because that's black history.
Every 10 years, one person is bumped off of the
the
lessons.
But we haven't gotten Tupac and Biggie yet. And,
yeah, no, we got some. We got a lot of history for you to
go through.
Yeah, we got a lot more.
Yeah, it's got to. Somebody's got to get.
Yeah, got Mr. Gilmore.
New one.
Yeah, somebody has to go to prehistory.
Yeah, right.
Prehistory.
Yeah.
Like, there's a kid that just got born yesterday who's going to do amazing things.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We'll be talking about him in
Because, you know, Obama got to get a history month.
We're living in post-historical times right now.
Right. Okay, I'm going to change this subject.
Yeah. All righty.
If your brain hasn't exploded, stay with us now as we change topics to something else that's going to be equally stupid.
This is thank you guys for your Black History Moment. I hope I learned y'all something so y'all can go out in the streets and tell people.
I feel like I already know about Black History.
Okay, but you didn't.
I do want to set up a trivia game, a Jeopardy between Spike on the Mic and Dr. Ben Carson, since Dr. Ben's stupid.
Yeah, but he
won't come on the show.
Yeah, and he won't.
I've tried to get him.
And he won't know nothing about the streets. You think
I'm just saying, let's get you on Jeopardy.
He's going to be too busy helping build houses.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, really. All right, this is another thing that's got my panties all up in the wad.
Uh-oh.
Is that your cell phone?
That means it's going to ring over here in a second, and I'll try to answer it.
It's a phone call.
All right, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show.
Find out what Spike has his panties in a wad about.
Hello?
Hello?
It's the beeper.
No way.
Has to be.
Couldn't be
anybody else.
Yes. Is this the beaper? Press one. Well, no. Good.
Best beeper call ever.
Yes. Yeah. Really. All right. I'm getting my panties in the wad about this right here. You guys ever heard of the Westminster Dog Show?
Yep.
Westminster, yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's a man and a woman, Mr. and a Mistress.
No. Mm-hmm. Westminster.
Minster, M-I-N-S-T-E-R.
Oh, well, this year they're letting a cat in the dang thing.
Yeah.
No way.
Wait, how do you feel about that?
I think it's hilarious. I love it.
Well, it's not until November.
No, it's actually
in February.
Now. It's happening this week.
Oh, it's
right
February
after Super
now,
Bowl.
Ain't it?
Yeah.
Caller, we have a call on the line?
Oh, it's a beeper again.
All right, beeper, how you doing? Long time no hear from. Is everything okay?
No, good.
All right, so are you celebrating Black History Month?
Oh,
what does that mean?
It means yes. One beep is yes.
One is yes.
And two beeps is no.
Yeah.
Right?
See?
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes the note changes, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Was anything you want to talk to us about?
Okay.
No.
All right, then. Well, appreciate you calling and listening. We're going to go ahead and talk about...
What a wonderfully pointless second phone call.
I'm
a wonderfully pointless caller.
The Westminster Dog Show. They're including three new breeds of dogs and a cat this year. Now, my question to the riffraff in the shipping containers.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that a product of us trying to include everybody?
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's attention seeking.
It is.
No, it's not.
No.
Cats shouldn't be discriminated against.
Do they have a...
I got a feeling that we're not hearing the whole story.
I have a feeling we're not...
No, that is the whole story. Do they have a cat show?
They've been discriminating against...
Of course they have cats.
Way too long.
It's actually close, but they're not actually a part of the show and the contest. There will be an exhibit with the cats for display, but they're not actually part of the show.
Wow,
that's inclusion.
Wait, hold on a second.
Cat exhibition.
Yes.
So if you go to
separate and
if you go
and
to the
do they have their own category?
But I'm saying if you go to the monster truck pool show.
What a dogmatic thought.
Yes. Oh.
You'll get one of them things too. All right. Great. If you go to the monster truck pool show and I have my bicycle in the thing, am I not still in the show?
What?
There's not. The show is part of the competition, so that's what the show is about. The cats will not be involved with the competition.
Yeah. They can't win.
So it's called the Westminster Dog.
I imagine they're going to start calling it the Westminster Domestic Animal.
Get together thing?
Yeah.
Cats will, for the first time in several years, be on display at a joint Westminster American Kennel Club event. Yes.
That means they used to be in the
past. It sounds like it has, because that's it. We talk about the past, present, and future.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
2 days before the actual canine competition begins, it's called Meet the Breeds.
But isn't that part of the Westminster show? You just pull like the tractor pool. They have jumping in the tractor pool show. They have flipping in the tractor pool show. Now they have in the dog mystery show. They got
dog cat mystery show.
They got cat looking at.
Cat looking at. That's a good name for the event. Yeah. Actually, cat looking at.
Cat right. Looking at and the dog minister show.
We've heard people. Look, and they returned. So I don't know what they were before, but they said, we heard people's demands for the cats. They returned. Cats are pets, too. The cats on display are not just everyday regular felines. They are designer breeds such as Maine Coons and Toygers, Nebelungs, and Bengals. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Got me. I don't know what none of that is.
I have a yellow one. Is that special?
Yes.
All right. Now, what is the dog show and competition that happens on Thanksgiving Day? I thought that was Westminster.
I don't think that's
a
thing.
No, no. Yeah. Westminster is, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Puppy Bowl on Super Bowl?
No. On Thanksgiving Day, after the parade, there's always the Westminster Dog Show.
That might be the semi-pro.
No.
That's the different tour.
No. All right, so breed, they have all that stuff.
So to put a bow on this thing,
let's find out.
Do y'all care?
No.
No.
Voice?
No.
He wants bees to be in the show.
No, yeah. I don't really care whether they have cats there or not. It's nice that they have them, I think.
Yeah, and PWs?
And I think they should have insects.
Totally should have some insects.
Yeah.
Insects are animals.
Well, then they should change the name of the dang thing.
Next to the cat looking at, you could have the hug-a-bug.
There you go.
Hug-a-bug. They should take the doggone name.
Doggone.
Yeah, take the dog name out of the Cat Winster show. I mean, the
Cat Webster show.
Of course. Yeah,
the Dog Master Winster show. Anyway, all right, so. Interesting food for thought.
Mm.
Is the Westminster held in New York? Is that where it's held?
Usually.
Yeah. Okay.
In the, yes, probably. Okay. That's a New York thing.
Not near the Abbey. It's not a British.
Yeah, it is in downtown New York.
Yeah.
Okay. Downtown New York. No, Main Street.
Cool.
Next to the hardware store.
Okay, right there.
Wow, it's going to be hard to top these first two topics.
Yeah, no.
Not even try.
Right, I like to call this section, you got to please explain this to me.
Okay.
Please explain.
All right.
All right, so do you have any please explain music?
Sure.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Explain this to me. The Russian parliament voted 380-3 to amend an assault law that allows spouses one punishment by giving them a ticket on their domestic violence against their partners.
Don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Get to throw the first punch for free?
Basically, it says they voted 380-3 to allow spouses one punishment by ticketing if it's not criminal. No, that they're giving them a ticket for domestic violence against their partners, provided there's no bodily harm and it doesn't happen more than once a year. So basically saying you get...
So it's like one get-out-of-jail-free.
Yeah, one purge thing.
Oh, you get like a warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Guess which spouse is paying for the ticket?
No, there could be... Domestic can go either way.
The breadwinner.
Probably the breadwinner, but it's probably going to be the one that got punched.
So shipping container people, explain to me, what is the justification for this?
How would we know?
Russia is jacked up.
I'm not Russian.
Yeah.
We're not Russian yet, so we don't know.
Oh, so you can't explain it to me.
No, I mean, that's backwards societal evolution. There should be zero tolerance for domestic violence. You don't issue warnings for murder. You don't issue warnings for kidnapping. Why should there be a warning for domestic violence? Oh, you smacked the crap out of her this time, but next time you're going to get in trouble.
I was just trying to figure out where they're going with that.
Does that go both ways if the woman hits the man?
Yeah, yes, sure. It says partner. It didn't say man or female. It just says partner. So I'm picking, yeah.
It's inexcusable either way.
All right, so we vote no on that, right?
Okay, yeah.
I would be one of the three, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't see any reason why somebody should have to pay a fine.
No.
Wait a minute. So
what?
Which way are you going? What happened to the background music?
I took it off.
I totally disagree with it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now
totally
please.
Disagree with what? The music?
No, paying the fine.
No, the issue is whether you should get a free shot before you get in trouble of any kind.
Well, paying a fine doesn't.
No,
sound
that's
like
not the issue. I wanted y'all to explain to me what were they thinking. What's the purpose of it?
Well, how would we know what they were thinking?
They were waiting for vodka specials.
Oh, see, it could be an increase in vodka sales. Maybe the people own vodka companies are part of it.
Oh, you were looking for a joke answer.
No, I'm trying to figure out.
to free up the court system.
Give it. Oh, interesting.
And
make more room in the jails.
Maybe they have a lot of it, and so they figured we can't handle it, so I don't know.
They want to see Ivan Drago punch Brigitte Nielsen really hard in the face like in Rocky V.
Yeah.
I could probably understand better. If I knew what the second penalty for the second offense is. Is it death?
Yeah, what do you get after the first warning?
It doesn't say.
Yeah.
Doesn't get that far. You kill her the first shot.
Yeah, this is my warning.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It won't happen again, literally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so if you're going to beat her up, really beat her up the first time.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do it again, right?
Yeah. Really teach her a lesson. That should shut her up.
Wow.
Okay, so
that is
next
kind of backward thinking.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
I'm waiting until they get sound bited on you.
Oh my god! All right, okay. Next, explain this to me. Would you guys probably have to? Are you guys afraid of dying?
No.
Afraid of death?
No.
No, sometimes I welcome it.
Oh, okay. Well, they did a study.
Every Monday.
Yeah. Two topics ago, I was
7:45.
Well.
A little disappointed I'm not dead.
Yes. Well, then you're going to definitely not like this because the scientists in Spain University in Barcelona.
Yeah.
They did a study to help people have a not fear of death. They did a research with a lot of participants, and they cured them with the fear of death.
How'd they do that?
Nice. I'm glad you asked. They use artificial intelligence, Oculus Rift headsets. I have no idea.
Oh, Oculus.
Yeah.
Oculus Rift
headsets.
Headsets, okay. And they made them believe that they were seeing what it's like to be dead.
They gave them out-of-body experience in their heads, and so they
put them in a room and turned the lights off.
Right. And played music.
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah.
That's what it's like.
Yep.
And they gave them the feeling of death and also the feeling of being alive. So then now these people who left this research don't have a fear of death. I don't understand how can you say – okay, I'm cured.
It means everybody, when you die, everybody gets a cool video game.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You also get to punch your wife twice, just once.
All right, you better punch her now before you go.
Before you're dead.
Or maybe the experience is so awful, they just say, okay, fine, I'm cured. Leave me alone. I don't want to go through this a second time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you can cure somebody of fear of death.
I'm not afraid anymore. Goodbye.
Which could also make these people badasses. You know, they may say, I ain't afraid of dying now. So they may go out there in the streets and step in front of cars or start choking people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's another thing. They probably shouldn't do that.
So yeah, because a little fear of death is a healthy thing.
Right. It keeps you from choking people.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was going to choke somebody, but I'm afraid of dying, so I'm not going to do that.
So they're zombies, basically. They already know what it's like to be dead. They're zombies.
No.
They've been dead and now they're back to life. Kind of zombie-ish.
All right, well, that was one of my...
I'm just going to let your words hang out there.
Yeah.
And not respond to them.
I had I had a busy week, so you guys would have to help me.
What about that woman from India? Did you hear about her?
Oh, yeah, really? Is that the one that had the roach in her nose? Yes.
Crawling on her skull?
Yeah, okay.
Went through her nose, yeah? Right. Oh, does that bother you?
No, you went...
That bother...
Tell the story.
You're not afraid of death, but, you know, having a cockroach crawl up your nose when you sleep, and then you have no idea, but you feel the thing... And
walking
they have to take
around
it,
in your brain.
Yeah, on your skull, and they actually had to take an MRI...
Suction cup thing.
Yeah.
To find it.
Yeah, and then it was...
Man. Yeah, the cockroach... Yeah.
A roach can't get to your skull through your nose?
Apparently it can.
It was full-grown and alive.
It had tools.
Yeah.
It had tools?
Oh. Yeah, it must have had some way of getting out of your throat and into your...
I think once you come up into here, you can clear your up into the sinuses and everything else, yeah.
You know, there's a nerve that connects your eyes to your brain.
Yeah.
That's how you see.
The optic nerve.
Yeah. Couldn't they just go like, just follow the nerve?
A roach? A roach is a pretty good-sized little creature there.
I don't know.
You don't think those things are getting through those cracks at in your wall like that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did I freak you out, Spike?
No. Actually, you did good because this next story I had, I don't know if it's even worth anything.
Oh.
So, topic change of music, and then we'll just fly through this real quick and get to step in.
Oh, sorry. I tuned out when we started talking about roaches in people's brains. Next topic.
All right. This is just something quick, and it came across my wire real quick. This guy named Josh Concepcion West. He's 27. He was arrested in Paca, Florida, driving through the toll booth because he had an ingenious device on his license plate. Can you guys guess what it was?
A genius device on his license plate?
Ingenious. He had a cool device.
I will bet it covered the plate itself when it was going through the...
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. You win.
Wow, that was easy.
No. So what he did was...
It's like a curtain, I think, right?
Yeah, he had some little thing that was on his keychain, and he'd come to the toll booth, and he would hit the button, and it would come down and cover his license plate. And, you know, nowadays, the toll things are unmanned.
Right.
So you can just drive through them.
Sure.
So he would hit his little...
That's a shame, too, because I was looking forward to getting that job when I got older.
Yeah.
Cool Hawaiian-looking shirt, and you stand in there and...
Right, and you talk to people.
Yeah, that's a lonely job.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then when it gets too bad, you just go up to the top of the bridge and jump off.
Yeah.
No, first you take that class by fear of dying, and then you jump off. Well, anyway, Joshua was arrested because as he was pulling up to a toll booth, he hit the button, and the curtain came down across his license plate.
Car behind him?
Unbeknownst to him, the car behind him was a police officer.
Wow, yeah.
So that's going to happen.
He got in much trouble.
You are a meathead.
Yes.
Right. All right, so I got some other stories about undocumented immigrants and things like that, but we don't have time to get through those.
Oh, thank goodness.
What a shame.
Yeah. I told you, I said this show was going to be somber because we had to talk a lot about what?
Black history.
There you go.
So that automatically makes it somber?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah, because I'm learning, y'all. Yeah. And, you know, when you talk about black history, you have to – it's some things that you have to really think about and learn.
Sure. Okay.
You know? All right, so we still got 5 minutes.
Bill Schmatz looks like he's working up one of his artificial pukes. I don't know. He's over there rubbing his face.
Or he's wants to go find death somewhere.
Yeah.
So at 7:35 every morning, this black Ford Mustang goes through with a curtain over its, over its license tag. And eventually, they're not going to catch on. Of course, they are. They're just going to wait for him to come through, get right behind him, and catch him.
I think that's exactly what Spike just said.
Yeah, he had no chance. He had no chance of getting away with that for very long.
That was a great recap.
Yeah.
Could at least for a month.
At least you could wait till I actually was stuck with you.
Yeah.
And now you got to stop. You got to come up with stuff.
In 5 minutes, I'll have forgotten all about that.
All right, so social platform question of the day. Give me some social platform question music. If you had the ability to cure one disease, What would you cure, AIDS or cancer? And I'll start with you, Bill Smuts. And why?
Cancer. Why? Well, because generally, I would say that, well...
You want to come back to you?
No. I'm just thinking that there are more decisions you make that could get you AIDS as opposed to cancer. No. I mean, drug use or whatever, or just sexual intercourse, whatever. I'm not even going into...
Don't have to name them all. We got you. No, I know. So you're saying, it could be prevented.
I think it's more preventable, although, you know, when you go to cancer, you still have the smoking. You still have the things that you do. That
I've got a way better answer.
Yeah. Let's go with yours then.
Same answer.
Right.
Cancer. Because what you die of when you have AIDS is cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. You get cancer
as
a result of your immune system being shot.
I should have asked you last because now they're going to use that answer.
All right.
Dr. Kevin Clark?
Let's see what he says.
Well, is cancer one disease? I mean, there's a whole bunch of different cancers. So do you get to cure all the cancer with one cure? I'm going to say that.
Yes.
Because there are more people dying.
I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
So if there's like 50 cancers, you're going to get number 499?
No, yeah, well, I thought you were trying to narrow it down. So, but if you get to cure all the cancers versus curing all the AIDS, I'm going to take all the cancers because there's so many different kinds of cancer that affects so many different people.
Okay. Voice of reason?
Cancer.
Because it's
show your work.
It's because it's his sign.
Show your work.
Well, for all the reasons that these guys said. I mean, virgins die of cancer. They didn't. No virgin dies of AIDS.
All right, Spike, why are we wrong? Why AIDS?
Well, actually, you could.
In Africa,
you could
they be.
You could shoot up. You could use share needles.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess.
I'm gonna go with the. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the cancer too because cancer can affect somebody without trying. How about that?
Yeah, but I mean, there's kids pediatric AIDS which don't have the decision or choices. So I mean.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean.
But it does happen.
Oh, I guess so. I'm still sticking with cancer. So if you guys get the ability.
I'm sticking with cancer. That's a bumper sticker right there. That would look great.
I'm sticking with the curing of cancer. You guys remember that. If you get your one powerful disease to cure it, go for that. All right?
Yes.
All right. So
why don't we do like a couple of like insignificant diseases?
Yeah. What disease would you, if you had a chance to cure it, you wouldn't do it?
Measles or chicken pox? Which would you cure?
Wait a minute, hold on a second.
I was going to go with syphilis or chlamydia.
Yeah.
You can cure one, Spike. Which one are you curing?
Which one is...
Or mumps or foolishness.
I go with the mumps. I do the mumps. Because the other one, ain't it the same thing?
I'd tell you. Well, no. But I'd tell you, but we're out of time.
Yeah. Really. We'll bring that topic up next week, and hopefully we'll have some more award-deserving topics. So I have to go around the room and ask, voice of reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Oh, something I didn't know is that you die of cancer if you get AIDS. So that's stuck. That's kind of sticking with me a little
bit. Yeah, well, then we got to go with PW.
And also, it was recent.
What stuck with you?
That voice of reason chose what I said. You know, which could be completely wrong.
Oh, great.
All right. Great. Dr. Captain Clark, we're stuck with you.
Oh, precious little.
Precious little.
Yeah, precious little.
Very little impact whatsoever.
Really. And Bill Smuts, what's stuck with you tonight? You can't use his answer.
I need to get here earlier because this delay is really bothering me quite a bit. So we can get the test and maybe... correct that delay.
Okay. We'll have to work on that. And what stuck with me, ladies and gentlemen, Spike on the Mic Show,
hope we do work on it.
Is the Black History Month that I tried to learn you people, and you guys was just...
Passed.
Didn't... Damn, what a delay. And I want you guys to take this and lay on your pillow head tonight. Lay your head on your pillow and think about it. And wait, y'all going to say, hark. Okay.
Gerald Ford, 1978, right?
76. We went from a week to a month.
Wow.
I kind of say damn.
The bicentennial. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a big shout out. Thank you to guest 5997 Lake City, Billy, and also guest 8796. And also callers, the beeper and Billy again. This is Spike on the Mic Show.
That's the beeper.
We'll see y'all next week, and
bye.
We out. One.